What makes the world go round?
Love, money, energy, or science and technology?
Yes, all of them. But there's another important element. The spirit of courage and determination. To illustrate this, let me share a true story. Once, there was a young girl who dreamed of becoming the best swimmer in the world. Driven by the dream, she practiced hard. Each day, she swam twice or even three times further than the distance a football player covers on the ground during a match. She quietly continued with her training and finally won a gold medal in the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. This woman is my hero, Lin Li. When I first entered middle school in 1994, I found it hard to cope with the pressure and fell behind the class. Then, the school took us to interview Lin Li. We watched her swim and then sat around the pool listening to her story. Lin Li said plainly, during the match, the only thing in my mind was to push through, and make the best out of myself. Her words echoed in my mind. I knew I, too, could overcome the obstacles in my study as she did in her training. Gradually, I got used to middle school. 1 year later, I won a scholarship. This was the first time I experienced the Olympic spirit. It was not intangible or distant, as one thought. Rather, it was the courage to meet the challenge head on, to persevere and to push oneself to the limit. Indeed, this is the spirit that unites us in striving for the best. A French major in my school won a silver medal in men's foil at the Sydney Olympics last year. He started to learn fencing at age 10 and spent a great part of his life on our national fencing team. Now, he always says, I'll learn French the way I learned fencing. As his fellow students, we had all heard how he learned fencing. About half a year before Sydney, he injured his ligament during a match in Europe. The doctor advised him to have an operation. However, since that missing the Olympics, he postponed the operation and continued his training with the injured leg. At our New Year's party, he thanked us for helping him make up the lessons after his return from Sydney. A classmate of his, however, said in reply, you've done more for us than we've done for you, because you have instilled in all of us the hard-working spirit of the Olympics. Yes, we need the Olympic spirit as we strive to get rid of poverty and build China into a modern country. That's why many classmates and I regard ourselves as supporters. And as one can see on the Olympics website, there are millions of us. Indeed, we are ready to live out this spirit. Yang Xia, a gold medalist in weightlifting, came from a Tu Jia minority village. When she went home after coming back from Sydney, a television crew followed her. So, we saw on TV how she thanked the townsfolk in her local dialect and how the entire village came out to welcome their daughter. She told the anchorman, I can always see strength and encouragement in their eyes. As a student, I can also see strength and encouragement. I can see them in the eyes of Yang Xia, Lin Li, and many other athletes. I can see them in the eyes of millions of Chinese people who support Beijing's bid for the Olympics. I can see the determination and commitment with which China is marching into the 21st century. Beijing's bid drives us forward. It promotes the Olympic spirit in China. And it's a prophecy that China will contribute more to the world in this new century. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, contestant number two. You've made a very persuasive case indeed for explaining to us why it is that the Olympic spirit helps people to achieve even more than they thought they could in whatever field they happen to be working in. But I wonder what sort of balance you think there should be for non-athletes in their ordinary lives between exercise and their work. What sort of balance should there be for all those of us who are not going to be participants in the Olympics between exercise and work?
Of course, there should be a balance, because the majority of us are not athletes and we're not going to enter the Olympic Games. But as I mentioned, the most important thing is the Olympic spirit. Actually, there are a lot of people around us who have lived out the Olympic spirit in their lives, who have applied the Olympic spirit in their lives. Actually, once I volunteered to work for a group of disabled people. But though they can't move as freely as each of us, but the passion, the love they hold towards sports are no less than each of us. I remember that it was an extremely hot day in summertime, and I couldn't believe what we saw in front of me. The room was not air-conditioned, but these people kept on training. Though they're not going to participate in the Olympic Games, but you can see sweat running all over their bodies, soaking their t-shirts. But despite of this, they kept on training. Many of them had done a good job in their studies, in their work. So I think a balance should be kept, because we want to keep healthy, to stay in a good condition while doing sports. But the important thing is that we need to balance our study and our work. We need to apply the Olympic spirit, either in the Olympic, in the sports, and in our life. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, contestant two. As an educator, I was very delighted to hear your concerns about education and the importance of education in China becoming a major world power. I'm particularly interested in the fact that you mentioned the need for teachers in poverty areas, especially with regard to teaching of females. What do you consider to be the most important qualities that a teacher working in these poverty areas should have, given the kinds of students that they are going to be working with?
I think to be a good teacher, there are many qualities one should have. But the one I think the most important of all is the love towards the students. And actually, I believe no matter if a teacher who works along the coastal area or in the western part of China, as long as they have the love towards students, and that can make a good teacher. Actually, when I was in the primary school, one of my classmates' parents had a divorce. The girl suffered terribly from this. Her academic performance failed dramatically. But the teacher paid special attention to her. She talked to her for hours and helped her with her study. And I think for the teachers in the western part of China, of course, the most important quality is to love their students, to care about their thoughts, not only their academic performance, but their development, both physically and mentally. Thank you.
Thank you.